Lo falava malaeleleg nisam bulavinaka kia ora, and a big hello to everyone listening today on 3CR. Today is our International Day of People with a Disability, and we've got a special guest with us sharing a bit about life with a disability and from a Pacific Islander perspective, which is going to be awesome. My name is Mariani, and today our special guest is Rita Telesia. Welcome, Rita. Welcome to today's show. Cool. So today we're just going to have a chat about your life. You've lived a very interesting life, and then I also understand you're having a birthday as well coming up soon, and that's going to be a very exciting and I think a very sentimental time for you. Can you tell us about yourself and your diagnosis as well?
So I was born in Brisbane, originally from Brisbane. Born 25 weeks premature. Diagnosed with MID, or that's the short term, or mild intellectual disability, and I'm also legally blind.
Wow, okay. So can you tell us some about growing up? Did you know any people in your family, or growing up, did you know anyone else with a disability as well, and how was that like for you?
As far as I know, I'm the only one out of my whole family who has a disability.
Hmm.
There was no one from mum or dad's side with a disability. Just me. I'm the only one.
And how did you navigate life being the only one? How was it like for you growing up?
At first, not so much with the blindness, that was as I was used to it, but dealing with having a mild intellectual disability was a struggle for the first 7 years of my life. Just understanding why I'm slower than my other friends and why my friends have moved on to mainstream. I'm still at the special school. That took me a long time to get over it. But because I had a lot of positive support, great teachers, and a lot of people to help me get through those years, I'm who I am because of my school and the people, my family, and the people that have supported me over the years.
Wow.
I'm a strong person.
Yes, you are. That's so wonderful. Yeah, and I hear you learned to play the piano. Now, this wasn't at school, but you learned by yourself? Are you self-taught?
Well, in fact, this is an interesting story. My dad happened to be playing a church hymn on the piano when I was living in Forest Hill, and he just said, "Oh, I'm gonna grab some dinner." So while he was grabbing dinner, I decided to jump on the piano and started playing that same hymn.
Really? Wait, just from hearing?
Yeah, just from hearing it. And my mum actually thought that, you know, he recorded himself on the, you know, keyboard. And then she came in the room, "Oh, Rita, it's you! Oh my God!" Like she got a shock. She just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a very special talent you've got.
Yep, thank you.
Wow, so for all our listeners, Rita has this amazing setup with her keyboard, and we got some very, very high-tech, what are they called? Head speaker phone, speaker box?
Speaker
subwoofer.
Box. Subwoofer. Yep.
And Rita's actually going to share with us a few songs today, which is going to be very, very wonderful. Can you share about your life at school as well?
Yep.
You went to a special school, and that's, I guess, you know, for Pacific Islanders, that's probably not an experience we're familiar with, or we know other Pacific Islander people who have that same sort of upbringing.
So throughout most of my high school, or I should say kindergarten all the way up to year 12, I went to a special school for the blind called Royal Victoria Institute for the Blind. They recently changed the name to Vision Australia before I left. That school support system helped me a lot in terms of communication, just basically helping me to learn as much as I can before I leave school, and they basically prepared me for the real world, what to expect out there in the real world.
Wow. Yeah, and that's so important. There's so many obstacles to navigate when we're out in the real world, and it's so good that they could help you prepare for some of those things. Would you like to share with us your first song that you are going to share and play for us today?
So this first song is not an original, but this is a cover of You're the Voice by
John Farnham.
John Farnham, yes.
Perfect. Take it away, Rita.
We have the chance to turn the pages over. We can write what we want to write. We're going to make it read before we get much older.
Rita, thank you for sharing that. Everyone, welcome back to the show. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, and that was Rita Telesia singing You're the Voice by John Farnham. Thank you so much for sharing that. Can you tell us why you chose that song?
I've been a massive John Farnham fan for years. Growing up in Australia most of my life, he was one of my favourite Aussie artists growing up, and I really enjoy his music. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to sing this song because it really means a lot to me.
Yeah. I remember singing that song in like choir in primary school. So it definitely has some really special memories for me as well. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can you share more about your music? I see that you have a Facebook page as well.
I do.
So can you tell us when did you decide to start sharing your music with the world, Rita?
Well, since I discovered Facebook about 5 years ago, I thought, you know what, why not create a, you know, Facebook page and you know, start getting myself out there. So just this year I created a Facebook page specifically for my music, because I want every single human being to hear what I sound like, and just to get myself out there. That's why I started this whole music journey.
Ah, okay. And what are some of your favorite songs to sing?
I usually sing. I sing everything from country, a bit of gospel sometimes, and also from where I come from, the island of Samoa.
Oh, wow.
I love to sing Samoan songs.
Wow, that's so good. That's a very, very big, what is it called, repertoire of music?
All different, yeah.
Wow, that's so special. Cool. Yes. Wow. This is live radio, and you're joining Mariani and Rita in the studio. We're sharing about life with a disability. And Rita, did you want to share with us about life growing up in your family with a disability, and I guess sort of how that affects the family dynamic?
Okay, so I'm the oldest of four children. There's two boys and two girls. My family have always treated me exactly the same as what everyone else would want to be treated. I'm always included in family things like outings. We often go to, when it's rugby season, we often go to like the rugby to support my cousins. We do a lot of family. Everything we do is basically together.
Yeah.
We go out together. We socialize together. We just do what families do, what every single family does, basically. I'm involved with not just the family, but also the church as well.
Okay.
I'm also included with the, I play the piano for the Sunday school. I'm, especially this time of year, I'm usually pretty busy, just, and also choir. Choir has been a huge part of my life for about 6 years.
Okay. And can you share a bit about the choir as well? Is this church choir?
Okay, so my family friend, her name is Rita, also. She's in an organization called BICA.
Ah, yes,
which you
Pika.
Know about. So she's been amazing over the years. We have we've done lots of performances, like at festivals, and all across Melbourne. It's been such an amazing experience to share with my talent with other people who love to sing as well.
Wow, yeah,
it's been a blessing.
That's amazing.
It really has.
And that Pika choir is where I first met you.
That's right. Yep.
So, for those who don't know, in 2016 at NGV, they had a special Pacifica exhibition, and the Pika choir were invited to sing a few songs and open the exhibition. And so that's where I met Rita and a whole bunch of other amazing Pacific Island artists and singers. Yes, and we sang there, didn't we?
Yes, we sure did. We sang a huge variety of Pacific Island. I think it was a medley from my memory. It was like a medley of songs, and people were marching and clapping and dancing and celebrating.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. Yeah, I still remember a little bit of the song. I think there was a Happy Happy Tonga.
Oh, yes.
Happy Happy Tonga. Yeah, that was a great song. Yeah. And you guys have performed in many different events as well. So that's been wonderful for Pika.
Yes.
All over Melbourne.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful to hear. Did you want to share with us your next song?
The next song is called Differently.
Yeah.
And this basically relates to what this day is all about. So I hope you like it. Top of the world, nowhere to go, nothing to do but sit alone. We can't even get the world to move an inch. Scream from the top of our voices.
Trita. Welcome back, everyone. This is 3CR Community Radio, and we're celebrating the International Day of People with a Disability. And you just heard Rita Telesia with Differently. Can you share what this song is about, Rita?
I used to be in a group called Wild Divas. They were part of an organisation called Club Wild. And basically, they wrote this song to spread a message that basically what the song says, like, we're all differently, that we're all not the same. They just gathered up ideas of what they wanted to put in the song, and then they just created this song.
Wow.
With the help of my good friend Akash. He wrote the music for it, and then all the girls came up with brainstormed some ideas, and then turned into a good song. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Such a special song as well, yes. And embracing all the different parts of us, and that's what makes us special.
Yeah.
That was so wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And would you like to share as well your contacts, if anyone else would like to get in touch with you as well? You've got your Facebook page and I believe your YouTube page as well.
Yeah, so you can search me up on YouTube. You just type in Rita, that's R-I-T-A, Talisia, T-A-L-A-S-I-A. Same for the Facebook as well. So, yeah.
Yes, like, comment, subscribe, all the fun things.
Like, comment, subscribe.
That we know.
And share the love.
Share the love on our Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah.
Great. And Rita, would you like to share, are there any words of advice that you would share to your younger self, having gone through all the things that you have? Any words of advice?
I would say to my younger self, be proud of who you are. And all you have accomplished in your lifetime, never give up on your goals and dreams.
That's great. Thank you. Very important and very wise words for everyone as well. Yeah, you've come so far, Rita. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And it's been great to have you here. We're just chilling, hanging out here. Also, big shout out to her brother, Lucky. He's in the studio with us. It's nice to have the family, Ohana, up in the studio as well. So this is your younger brother you've got here?
Yes.
Ah, great. Oh, we've got one more song?
I've got one more song to end it off.
Oh, perfect.
This wonderful disability International Disability Celebration.
Oh.
And because I'm a proud Samoan, as I would like to sing a song called Samoa Matalasi.
Thank you, Rita.
Matalasi, uasi osi omi.
thank you so much for sharing that with us, Rita. And thank you so much for sharing a bit of your culture as well, the Samoan song, with us. Just quickly before we end, I understand that you have an important role at your church and with your youth group. Could you share a little bit with us?
So I play the piano for every Sunday school event, Sunday school, let's say like for Father's Day, Mother's Day, all the occasions that we have. It's my job to play for the Sunday school and for the youth group, for every single event that we do. Like, we have lots and lots of occasions throughout the year. So this year, in a few weeks' time, we've got our Christmas combined carols, and my role in that is I'm playing a song as part of the church play, as part of the youth play. So that's basically my role, and I love what I do for my church and for my community and my it's been amazing.
Wow, and that will be your final performance for the year at church?
That'll be my final performance.
Oh, wow, and then I hear you're off to Samoa after that.
Yes, I'm off to Samoa for a nice holiday.
Well, good luck with your church performance, and big love to all the Samoan family as well, who have supported you as well in all your music endeavours. And safe trip to Samoa.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon at 3CR. And everyone, that was Rita Telesia. You can find her on Facebook and YouTube. Show your love and support for her, and have a wonderful afternoon. Keep tuning in for the rest of the day at 3CR. And a big mother from Mariani and Rita.
So far, so far.